Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P, the show to know before they go pro. I am your show host, Beaumar Shanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of future NFL draft prospects. We're going down to Jacksonville, one of the Dolphins' standout offensive linemen. It's Tyler Adrian. Tyler, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe you're so close to, I'm sure, a childhood dream as you kind of wrap things up into your collegiate career? Tyler? Tyler, can you hear me? I thought we had him on there. Well, let's try this again. I see him in the queue, but I'm not getting anything from him. Tyler, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Oh, great. Yeah. I was just about to kind of give you a text and give you another call through. So we appreciate you taking your time. Can you believe your time as a college guy has kind of come and gone, and now you're getting ready for that next step?
No, sir. It went really quick. I kind of thought it would be a lot longer process. I thought it would be, you know, I feel like I'm only should be about halfway through with it right now.
For you, I mean, when do you kind of start realizing that there's a shot at the end of this tunnel? I mean, you arrive there, you really kind of get into the, you know, I think you played, 21 games over the last 2 years. So, you know, you were a part of that team full force. But when do you kind of get the idea, like, hey, you know what, maybe I got a real shot at playing at the next level?
I would say really for me, it kind of really set in when I played in the All-Star game down the Tropic Bowl down in Miami. And I got to start there at left tackle for that game, and that was with a bunch of FBS players. And I realized, you know, I definitely have a shot at this. If I was competing with them and I was able to start, I played pretty well. I think that kind of set it in my mind that, you know, there's really something I want and there's really something that can happen for me.
Excellent stuff. And while you're down there, I mean, opportunity to play in those All-Star games. For the folks out there, I mean, you know, you went through the process. I mean, it's an opportunity for you to do what you do best in front of NFL scouts, and that's the key for those guys that really get their eyes on you, get to talk to you one-on-one. How many teams do you think you talked to as you went through the gauntlet of practices and interviews?
Actually, I really didn't get much response from them at the time. I'll be completely honest with you, sir.
You know, sometimes that's, hey, you're not the first kid that's kind of ever came on that. So did you pick up a lot of maybe chatter afterwards from you know, hearing things from your agent? Or, I mean, did you get any feedback afterwards or no?
The only real feedback I've gotten is from the CFL. I got a mini camp invite to the Winnipeg team.
Yeah.
That's really the main response I heard back from them, and he was down there, and I talked to him before once or twice.
Nice. And who'd you talk to? Did you talk to Danny or Ted or Drew? I'm a Winnipeg scout myself, so I just one or another team. So.
Okay, cool.
But I wasn't sure which guy was down there at the Tropic Bowl to go through those processes for you. So, I mean, talk a little bit. I mean, have you always had this size? I mean, you know, growing up, I mean, what kind of athlete were you?
Actually, no, the size really wasn't there until I got to college. I graduated my last year of senior football. In Venice High School, I was actually 210 pounds playing left tackle, but I was like 6'4 and a half. And then I got recruited to Jacksonville, and over the next year, I got about an inch and a half taller and gained about 70 pounds.
Wow.
And from then on, it's kind of just stayed there. And then I actually got up to about 305 pounds this year at the beginning of the season, and then I got sick. So I kind of lost some of that weight, but I'm gaining it back now. But it, for the most part, it's maintained pretty much since college, but no, the size definitely was not always there.
Wow. So right now, what's your current height weight?
Right now, I'm 6'6", and I'm about 285, 286-ish.
That's crazy. So, I mean, how much, you know, did people be like, man, what happened to you? I mean, you probably go away to college, you're 210, you look like a strong safety, and then you come back this gigantuan guy. I mean, what was the response from mom and dad?
Mom and dad, they actually didn't see me too much when I was gaining all that weight because I would go off for season. I think I only saw them once or twice, and I came back, and I was about two shirt sizes bigger, and my waist was a lot bigger. My mom basically had to retake me college school shopping instead of high school shopping. So she was not too happy about that, but they were shocked. And I saw a couple people like when I got back from Venice, and they couldn't believe how much bigger I'd gotten.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Tyler Adrian, the standout Jacksonville left tackle, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always take another listen at iTunes or Block Talk Radio, and then we'll have his draft bio page. We like to say it's your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. For you, I mean, obviously the Tropic Bowl accolades, that invite, I mean, regardless of what, if you're, you know, D1, D2, D3, JUGO, I mean, any opportunity to play at any All-Star game is a tremendous, tremendous, you know, honor, and you receive that invitation because of the quality player you are. I mean, what do you think scouts like about you? I mean, there's a reason you're there. If you're in the film room, what do you think they're going to see in you that pops off the film that's, you know, the positive qualities of an offensive tackle?
I would say my main quality would be my overall athleticism. I think I'm very athletic for an offensive lineman. I think that has a lot to do with the fact that I was so small in high school that I really didn't play offensive line. I was a defensive lineman, a linebacker, and a tight end. So I think that kind of gives me a little bit of advantage over someone who's only played offensive line their whole life. I think I have a little bit better fluid mobility and stuff, and I want to get out in space. I usually do a pretty good job of getting my guy and springing the big plays.
And for you, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I haven't seen Jacksonville football. So, I mean, what do they ask of you? I mean, what's the predominant thing you do offensively and, you know, the game plan each week? I mean, you know, you guys have a lot of ground game, a lot of passing. That kind of take us into the schematics of things and what you're required to do.
I think for the most part, we were about 50-50 on run pass, but we do it a little different. We do a lot of zone schemes, and we do a very, very high tempo, somewhat similar to Oregon, what they run. We run about 85 plays a game, give or take, and our drives are pretty quick. And for the most part, we would put up pretty good points, too. So.
Nice.
We're on the
field
quite a bit, and we're moving quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just saying that, I mean, obviously, your size, I mean, the size is ideal for the CFL, so I can see why Danny wanted to get you in camp, because then you think of that, you know, the offense you played in, that definitely runs kind of parallel to a CFL offense, high tempo, very quick, fast pace, and like you said, may not necessarily be a ton of passing, but regardless, you guys are kind of in and out of your huddles and moving rather quickly. For you, I mean, does anything go unnoticed? I mean, this is your opportunity to share with other scouts. I mean, what did it just ask of you to do that's probably some quality things that you're able to do?
I would say the only thing that really could go unnoticed is I think a lot of people looked at me as my size and thought I was really underweight, but I was actually 308 in the end of July coming into preseason camp, and I got a stomach virus, and I actually lost about 25 pounds. So I would say the one thing that goes unnoticed is that no one ever got to see me really play at the playing weight I was set at and moving that well over summer because I got that sickness.
How aggravating was that? I mean, you're kind of going into your final year. You know, if you want, you know, you want to be the best you can be. How frustrating was that, getting that virus? And then you might even have to wonder if you're going to be able to play, right?
Yes, sir. It was extremely frustrating. I would go through mornings of, like, pregame and only be able to eat, like, two things of egg and a couple pieces of bacon, and I would have to pretty much play the whole game on, some kind of snack or something. I would have, like, on the sideline, I actually had a like snacks like goldfish or like animal crackers, and I would eat them in between every single drive just because I didn't have any food in my system. I was just trying to make it. So I would say that was one of the most frustrating things I've definitely ever had to deal with.
Oh, that sucks. And if you – so it starts in July, and it kind of lasts through basically the whole season?
I would say I didn't finally get it squared away until about late October.
Wow.
And I was down to about 270 pounds at that point.
Wow, that's 38 pounds. That's nuts. Once again, Tyler Adrian. What's left of Tyler Adrian as he gets back to full force to Jacksonville tackle, kind of enough again to join us here on the C2P. I mean, it's a cliche question, but I have to ask it because I think people, you know, it helps them kind of put into place what they think of you or what they may envision you as. I mean, at the next level, is there any guys that you may compare yourself to? We know you're not saying, hey, I'm better than this guy or anything like that, but just in terms of style, play, or the frame, I mean, who do you look at the NFL and say, hey, I kind of see myself in this guy?
The one I've noticed is Taylor Lewan for the Titans out of Michigan.
Nice. Kind of the same style as me. He's kind of a tall, sort of leaner offensive lineman. I think he's only like 305 pounds, but he's really athletic and he's really good out in space and he's good at squaring up linebackers and all that. And I think that's kind of similar to my style of play, and they run a lot of zone type stuff that we ran.
Yeah, I like that comparison, especially the height, weight side of it. Definitely nailed that on. I mean, for you, so, I mean, kind of talk about, I mean, the draft and April. I mean, you got pro days coming up. I'm sure you'll have some private workouts and things of that nature. But are you training anywhere specific? Are you still got time at school to graduate? Kind of take us through the next few months of, you know, what Tyler Adrian's going to be doing.
I actually graduated in December with my bachelor's. And right now I'm working out at a training facility in Jacksonville called Set Performance. I'm working out with the owner there. I'm doing some one-on-one training like 3 or 4 times a week usually. Doing combine type stuff, you know, first start, explosive, 5-10-5 drill, stuff like that. And then I kind of work the program out with my strength coach at Jacksonville University. So I'm doing strength stuff kind of with him. Not necessarily with him, but I kind of wrote a program with him. So I'm doing kind of the strength stuff, not necessarily out of place, but with my coach.
Okay. And when's your pro day roll around?
Oh, the pro day is April 1st at Jacksonville.
Nice, man. You got a late pro day, huh?
Yes, sir. We had a whole new coaching staff kind of switch. I'm not sure if you heard about that. But I think that kind of had something to do with it. They had to, like, set it up a little bit later.
Okay. Well, you said, well, you know, on the benefit side, you got almost a month and a half, or at least a month and a couple weeks of training that you get to get in before you get after it. Are you anxious to just get it done, or do you know that there's still some work you can do to get better? I mean, kind of what's your mindset when you think about and delve into the idea of your pro day?
I'm anxious kind of not knowing what's going to happen sort of thing, but I definitely am happy I have all the time to work on it because I think there's always room to improve, especially with me being offensive lineman. We don't really get that run training, that combine type stuff very often. So with me doing this, I've noticed vast improvements in just my mobility and my movements and my explosion and all that stuff. So I'm kind of excited as far as that goes for the next month and a half of work with them, just seeing how much I can change and how much I can get my body to change.
And basically left tackle, I mean, are you comfortable playing guard or even center? Can you snap?
Yes, sir, actually. I played a little bit when I was younger. I played a little bit of center. That's kind of the first position I really got into. And then they realized, like I said, I was kind of small, so I got moved out into more mobile positions. But I've actually been practicing snapping during my training. I've been practicing guard tackle sets as well. So I'm trying to get to where I can play every single position on the offensive line and be comfortable at it.
Nice, nice. And you come across as a you know, you seem like you got a great character, great personality, and you're not the first kid that comes along with that great character, but it's hard to imagine you getting ferocious on that line. I mean, do you kind of flip that switch when you get after it?
If you can ask the defenders out there, they see a different person than most people see. They I kind of have a switch that my teammates have actually had to kind of hold me back and stuff. I was playing in Delaware the first game of the year this year, and I had about 2 or 3 of my friends the first time we scored holding me back, telling me to kind of be quiet and calm down. They were like, where did this kid come from? But yeah, so I definitely flip a switch. I'm a different type of person on the field than I am off the field.
Excellent. You know, who you remind me of, as I covered the Steelers, and Cody Wallace is their center. Oh, he replaced Marquise Pouncey when he got hurt. But Mike Tomlin calls him the neighbor because he said he just looks like your neighbor. He goes, but on the field, he's one of the most ferocious, feisty guys out there. So just talking to you and you share that story, I'm gonna nickname you the neighbor because you're gonna be the neighbor part two. So Cody Wallace is one, and you're gonna be the neighbor part two is Tyler Adrian, the standout from Jacksonville, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple of lighthearted, off the wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I gave you the nickname, the neighbor, too. Did you have a nickname or a nickname by your teammates?
No, not really. They kind of just called me kind of whatever they want. There's a lot of kind of stories from when we used to go out and stuff and have fun that they used to just make fun of me for. But the group I was with had a really tight knit, and we each had about 20 or 30 different nicknames for each other that kind of would have to be a little half-hour story for you to even understand. But other than that, people mostly call me by my last name on the team. Most people call me Adrian.
Okay. And then the next question for you, if you had to earn a living making some extra money doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you up on stage as a lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
Oh, I would definitely say a male runway model. I'd be very much like a Derek Zoolander. I don't know if you've seen that, but My magnum pick's fantastic.
Blue steel magnum. Yeah, definitely. Love it, man. Molly, definitely. I'm gonna tell this. I'm gonna make sure Danny signed you just because you know the Zoolander references. So, and then the final question for you: if you could take out any female celebrity, Tyler, for a quick bite to eat, who's gonna join you for dinner?
I would have to say Jessica Alba. Growing up, she was one of my celebrity crushes.
Nice. That would definitely be my celebrity crush to have. Yeah, but it could be your first choice and your last choice if it comes to fruition, I think.
Yes, sir.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you stopping by. I'm glad I got to get some one-on-one time with you. Best of luck moving forward. And obviously April 1st is a big day for you, and then the Winnipeg tryout as well. But, hey, man, anything you need, we got your back here. And like I always tell you, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
I really appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tyler Adrian, the standout Jacksonville Dolphins left tackle, and he talked about his Tropic Bowl experience and where he, played well, playing against some FBS-level kids, and he's not the first one that goes down to that Tropic Bowl. And, you guys know you listen to enough shows when you stop by here. I mean, the All-Star Games are the ultimate invitation for any collegiate athlete, because it gives you that chance to be put under the microscope of NFL eyes. And when they see you live, they get to have a handshake or at least talk to you. And he said he didn't have much interaction, but I always kind of think about D'Angelo Hall, the first-round selection years back against the Atlanta Falcons. When he came on, he said the one team that didn't speak to him, showed him no love at all, was none other than the Atlanta Falcons. And then when the first round rolled around, who selected him? None other than the team that showed him no love at all going through the process, the Atlanta Falcons. So kind of the same story, but a different story. But it just shows there's so many poker faces when it comes to scouting. Sometimes teams don't want to show any love. Sometimes they want to show too much to maybe throw other teams off of who they really desire. But, again, this kid, very athletic, and I'm going to delve into more about him at another time, but I'm glad we got him on for now. Again, Tyler Adrian, the standout from Jacksonville, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.